Okay, we're on Shlamachomer
Hal. Or Sunday.
What?
You're talking about Sunday or Sunday till Tuesday?
Sunday till Tuesday. We'll see. There probably will be, but have to see what if I need a vacation or not. Okay. See how taxing the first day on this is. No, what? Okay. Okay. Sanachum and Aleph, the top. The Gemara said that a Kohen Gadol who was ma'anis a woman or mafat to her. So if he gets married to her, the marriage is a marriage. And on that, Rav Huna said, in the name of Rav, that he can't remain married to her. He has to give her a get. But it's a marriage, legabe, if he's a mafata, and he married her, that he's parted from the knas. But that's the extent of what the marriage is. He has to divorce her. He can't continue living with her. Also, Rav Viyam Ibeksil, Omer Lishmaisa Kamed Ravashi. So Rav Viyam Ibeksil went and said what Rav Huna said in the name of Rav in front of Ravashi. Omer Lei, V'horav Rav Yochanan, Damri Tarvayil. How could that be when both Rav and Rav Yochanan said, Bogeris and Mukaseitz Lo Yisa, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeris, nor a Mukaseitz, the Imnosa Nosui. But if he did marry them, then he can remain married to them, Mamish. Alma Sofilios Bogeris Tachtov, Sofilios Mukaseitz Tachtov. What's a Svara? That anyway, if he would have married them when they weren't a Bogeris, she would eventually become a Bogeris. If he would have married her before she was a Mukaseitz, eventually she's going to lose her Besulin through him. So that therefore, even though L'chatchila is not allowed to marry them, but in the end, he would have been married anyway to a woman that's a Bogeris or whatever, had he married them Beheter. And therefore the Heter remains and he's allowed to remain married to them. Hachanami, Sofalios, Bu'ula, Tachta, same thing over here. She wasn't a Bu'ula to someone else, she was a Bu'ula to him. Which, if he would have married her when she wasn't a Ba'ula, she eventually would have become a Ba'ula from him. So therefore, being a Ba'ula to him can't make... She was also a Chatchila. But B'dievid, she remains married, Kasha. It seems like the Rav said that she can remain married Mamish. Not that it's an effective Nisuin, but she has to have a get. It's Mamish, she's allowed to remain married to her. Rashi, Omer l'shmaisa l'hoda Rav Huna d'omar ha-motziyo b'get. That Rav Huna said that he can't remain married to her. And the marriage is only an effective marriage, but she's not permitted to remain with her, right? We said in the name of Rav Yochanan and Rav that they're not like that. He said in the name of Rav. Sofali osmukaseitz tachtav kolomer sofali boyalo la'abid besuleo. She's not going to remain a besuleo her life. She's going to be a be'ula through him. So Memela, since that anyway it's going to happen, so even though the Chatchila, he can't marry a woman like that, the Nesuin, he can remain married. So Felios Bu'ula Tachtov, Im Nosa Nosui, Diktani Lagamri Komer. And therefore, when the Braisa said, Im Nosa Nosui, it means that he can remain married to her, not like Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that he can't remain married to her. The Mutu Lakaima, Hova Atzmon Nivola, since Lamaisa, she didn't have to deal with anybody else, only him. And he anyway was going to have beer with her. So, but the evidence, what's it called? It's okay. The sofalios bulalo. Okay. Anusa schaveru mufuta schaveru yisov imnosa rabbelozer ben Yaakov omer havlad cholo v'chachomrom havlad kosher. Okay, if somebody else lived with her, right, raped her or whatever, so now she's not a basula, but not from him. So then the halacha is he can't marry her. And if he did marry her, and he had a child, the child's a cholo according to rabbelozer ben Yaakov, and according to the Chacham, the child is kosher. Okay, Rashi. The Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Halacha Rav Elozer ben Yaakov. Halacha is like Rav Elozer ben Yaakov, that what's it called, that the Vlad is a cholol. The Chen Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, Halacha Rav Elozer ben Yaakov. And so too, Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rav Elozer ben Yaakov, the child's a cholol. Ika Diamri, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, my time with Rav Elozer ben Yaakov. Why does Rav Elozer ben Yaakov hold that the child's a cholov? Because sover lak Rav Elozer, because he holds like Rav Elozer, that upon the habol apnuya, even though here the Kohen Gadol was unmarried and the woman he lived with was an unmarried woman, so there's no znus really, but Rav Elozer ben Yaakov, what's it called, Rav Elozer holds that any bia out of wedlock is what's it called, is a znus, makes the woman a zoma. Memela, since the Kohen Gadol was ma'anes a what's it called, a pnuya,
somebody,
right? What? What?
Not the Kohen Gadol.
No, even the Kohen Gadol, his own. He says right, somebody else's ma'aneser, right? So he made her a what's it called? He made her a zona. Memela, what's it called? If the Kohen Gadol lives with her, the child is a cholah. But according to the Chachamim, who hold that ponli habola pnuya is not znus, it's osir, but it's not shaila what it is. Mitzvah kedushin, whatever the isir is, it's not. It's not become a zona. Mela, she doesn't. There's no. She's not a zona. Mela, if the Kohen Gadol lives with her, so there's no chalola. So the child is kosher. As Mara says, and we sober lo kaposei. It can't be, because then the halacha is a stira, because we just said the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and we also know that the halacha is not like Rav Elazar. So if the reason Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that the child's a cholos because he holds like Rav Elazar, then the two halachas can't go together. Either the halacha can't be like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, or the halacha has to be like Rav Elazar. Well, kaimel on Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov chavenaki. Whenever Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is mentioned in the Mishnah, the halacha is like him, right? And even though the Gemara over here had to say the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Why didn't it just fit the cloud that Mishnah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Because first of all, it's not in the Mishnah over here; it's a brice. Yeah, it's a brice. Yeah? It's not our Mishnah. Yeah, it's a brice. And secondly, since the svara of the Chachomin is what's it called, a good svara, we'll see in a second, therefore it had to be lafuke from it. Whatever it is, right, the halacha is usually like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The ilu baha, omar av amram, omar rav, ain't halacha, Rabbi Elazar. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Elazar. Upon the habola pnuya doesn't make a rezona. Kasha. If that's the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's taka kasha. There's a steer in the halachas. Rashi, Sovelok Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Poni Habola Pnuya Shalola Shemishos, Asa Zona, the Kaima Le Belav. Therefore, what's it called? She's Asar Belav to the Kohen Gadol, and Memela, the child, Zacholo. Umechai Belav, and the Kohuna, Havi Vlad Cholo. The Rav Amram, the Kamba Pilkin. Rav Amram, later on, the Perek, Paskins, that the Loch is not like Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Ravash, what? Right, it's any coin. She is now a zona, right? Ravashi Omar b'yesh chol michay v'esik mifugay. Ravashi says that's not the machlokas. Everybody holds not like a belozer, that upon the habola pnuya doesn't make her a zona. The question is only that a kohen gadol is not allowed to live with a woman who's not a besula, and that's only a bitl asay. Right, it's a lav habo michlal asay. The shaila is, does that make a child a cholol or not? Only lavim make a cholol, or even an essay makes a cholol? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sover yesh chal michay v'essay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that even chay v'essay create a cholol. And Rabbanan sover ein chol michay v'essay. And here it would only be a cholol from the Kohen Gadol, not from a regular Kohen. Rashi, yesh chol michay v'essay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lo k'Rabbi Elazar svirlei. Now we're saying a different reason. He doesn't hold like a belozer. She's not a zona. The lav zona he. The lokai mele belav ela be'ese. So when the Kohen Gadol lives with her, he's not over a lav of living with a zona. He's over an essay of not living with a besula. T'chsi besula yikach velo be'ula. The lav habo mechlal essay. The lav that comes from an essay has a din of an essay. Okay. My time with Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Where does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov know that there is a cholol from chay ve'esei? D'chsiv, almona ugrusho v'chalola zona es'eila lo yikach, ki in besula, says by a Kohen Gadol, that he can't marry an almona, a grusha, a chalola, a zona, es'eila lo yikach, ki in besula. Uksiv, v'lo yichal zaro b'yamav. And the end of the pasuk says, v'lo yichal zaro. Akulo, going back on the whole pasuk. And that pasuk concludes also besula. So even though it's only chay ve'esei, besula me'amav yikachichoch, but not a be'ula, still, there's a chol, because the end of the pasuk goes back on the whole pasuk. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan hold that there is no chol mechai v'yesek. Right, what do they do? Eila hipsiko inyan. No, it says, what's it called? Es Eila lo yikach is after Amona Grusha Chalala Zona, but before Ki in Besula. So it groups them all together. Only those is there a cholo, but not the others. The Maisa, why the Pasuk, not so clear, why the Pasuk would put something before the Inyan of cholo, separate the other ones, and that what comes later, the cholo, only goes back on the first ones and not on the last one, that's not so poshut. But that's how they Rabbanan learn. Since the Torah grouped together, Es Eile, even though then it said in between that, Besula Me'ama V'Yikach, and then it says, V'lo Yechal Zaro, Lo Yechal Zaro is going back on the first group, not on the Besula, since they're separated into two groups. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Eile Le'mu'ute Nida. No, this Eile Lo Yikach is to be Mamayra Nida, that if a Kohen lived with his wife who's a Nida, even though he's Chayv Kores, it doesn't make the child a Cholo. The child is not a Cholo, then Nida is not a Cholo. Okay, Kaman Az Lahodatanya, Me'ela to Osechol, the Ata Osechol Minida, that we darshan in the word Eila. From these there's a chol, but not from something else. What's a something else? A Nida. Kaman Krablozim and Yaakov. Enechanami, that what's a quote goes like Krablozim and Yaakov, who darshans the Eila to be Mamayed and Nida, not to group them together and separate them from the essay where there's no chol. There's a chol by essay too. But the Eila comes to tell me not a Nida. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov nichtevei le'ela levasof. So that's a case that it's just to be mamayda nida. It's not coming to separate besula from the other group, like the Rabbanan hold. Then it should have said ela in the end, on all of them, and just be mamayda nida. What is this kasha? Enachanami, the pasuk. But the pasuk is difficult according to the Rabbanan too. Why would the Torah say these group, then the case of besula, and then tell me the cholol, which goes back on the first group, and not say the cholol before the besula? So the same way the kasha, one is a kasha on the wording of the pasuk, one of the Yaakov, then it's shver according to the rabbanon too. Okay, Rashi, uksiv lo yichal lakulo va'afilu abesula yikach v'lo beula de'esehu. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learns that when the Torah said v'lo yichal zaro, it goes back on everything in that pasuk before, which includes a besula, which is chayve yese. Eile hitzikah in the rabbanon hold no, since it said eile, as eile lo yikach, it made them a group to itself, and when it said lo yichal zaro, it's going back on the first group and not on the besula. Tichsiv eile boser chayve lavim lashmuin and eile shehin chayve lavim chalukim midin chayve yese. There's a difference between them. What is the difference? The lo yichal zaro. Okay. Lemute nida shimbo kohen al ishto nida ein havlad chol. If a kohen had a child from his wife when she was a nida, that she conceived when she was a nida, the child is a ben nida. He's not osur, he's a pogum. Right? It's not osur to marry a ben nida. He has, supposedly has bad midos, even though many of the poskim hold that it's child with bali tshuva or whatever, that the parents weren't shomer taras and mishpacha, so the children are bnei nida. And the Gemara says that a ben nida has is a mechutzef and has bad midos. So is it proper not to marry bali tshuva because most of them are bnei nida? So some poskim hold that even though it says that a ben nida has bad midos, they can change their midos. And if you see that they don't have those midos, then they can change them. Others hold that if a woman went to the beach, even in a bathing suit, right? Even though she didn't make any bedikas or whatever, that we only make bedikas because we're choshesh for the fact that she may be a zava, which is a chumrah. But mikra adin, if she's only a nida, going to the mikveh after 7 days, even if she saw dam all 7 days, she doesn't make any bedikas, she's tahor. So if you see a child whose mother didn't go to the mikveh because she wasn't frum, but she doesn't have those bad midos, or he doesn't have those bad midos, then it's a simen that somehow the Rabbanu Shlom saved them, and this child was conceived, and the woman was taught. But it is possible that even without ever going to a mikveh, as long as she went to the beach, right, went into the water too, it could be a taught. So we assume that probably that's what happened, since we see that she doesn't have those bad midos. Okay. So in any case, even though the child is pogum, but he's not a cholum. The lichtevei b'vasof, ho v'lav v'flugeyosi, since it didn't come to separate them and tell me that there's a different din on the Chayvei Lavin and then the Chayvei Essay, so just say Eila at the end and go back on all of them and just be mamayin and nida. Kasha, the Ravashi, the Moki Plugsaya, the time of the Hanikroi, enachadam it's a kasha. How to learn up these psukim exactly, why the pasuk said it the way that it did, is a kasha. And again, the Gemara enunciated the kasha on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's way of learning. But even the Chachonim is also difficult. We're on Samech Omed Aleph, the middle, the one dot in my book. In my Gemara, it's a one dot. Kasha. Tana Rabbanan. Achoso Arusa. What are we up to? Yeah. Achoso Arusa. Okay. The halacha is that a kohen, regular kohen, can be metame to his krovim, to his brother, sister, mother, father, they die, or son, daughter. And however, the Torah says there's a limitation by the sister. Sister has to be la achoso psula asher lo hoiso leish lo yitama. He has to be achoso psula, who wasn't married, and that he can metami then to her. But if those conditions aren't met, then he can't be metami to his sister. So Mara says, what about achoso arusa? The sister was married with Erison, but didn't have Nisuin, and she never had Bia. Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda Omri Metamila. So Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir and Yehuda say that she still fits the bill of Achoso B'sula Asher Lohoiso Le'ish, and even though she's an Arusa, and he could be Metami to her, and the Gemara learned not from Sukkim. Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon Omri Metamila. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold that no, she is no longer achoso b'sula asher lo hoiso le'ish, and therefore he can't be metame to her. Anusa umafuta, next possibility. She was raped or seduced, not married at all. Okay, but she's not a b'sula. Divrei hakol ein metame lo. Everybody holds she's not a b'sula, so she doesn't fit the criteria. She's not achoso ha-b'sula, and therefore she, what's it called, he can't be metame for her. Mukas Eitz, Ein Metamila, Divrei Rav Shimon, and a Mukas Eitz, right, whether that's she's considered a Basula or not, Rav Shimon holds he can't be Metame. Shehoi Rav Shimon Omer, Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol Metamila, Shein Ru'uya L'Kohen Gadol Ein Metamila. Only a woman who's mutter to a Kohen Gadol could a regular Kohen be Metame to her if it's a sister, and if she's not Roy L'Kohen Gadol, they're not. So ein matamila and the mela mukas eitz according to Reb Shimon, right? What's it called? Is also to a kohen gadol. The mela, what's it called? He can't be matami to her. Ubogeres matamila divrei kol adam, and everybody holds that he could be matami to a sister who's a bogeres. Now she's over 13. And she, what's it called, not married, never was married, is still a basula. The only problem is that she's a bogeris. That everybody holds he could be metami to her. And the Gemara is going to discuss the Maisa. She's not Roy Lekoin Godel, according to some shitas at least. Right? It's Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether she's Roy Lekoin Godel or not. We just said that only Roy Lekoin Godel. We'll see. Now the Gemara is going to go through all of these halachas and explain why everybody holds what they hold. See Rashi. Achoso arusa shel kohen hedyot. Regular kohen, right, who has a sister who's an arusa, because you can't be talking about kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol is not lying matami even to his krovin. Kohen gadol is also even for his seven krovin. A kohen hedyot can matame to the seven krovin, one of them a sister, with the condition that she's besula asher lo hoiso le'ish. Av a nesua pshitalon dei metame, d'chsiva l'achosu abesula. If she's a nesua, for sure he can't be metame to her. There's a big machlokas we've shown him. What if she's a nesua who was nichnasu l'chupa v'lo nivala? She is still a besula, but she's also a nesua. The Gemara speaks about arusa. Would the same halacha be by a nesua who wasn't nival? Or no, a nesua who wasn't nival is worse. It's machlokas we've shown him. Okay. Right. Anuso mafuta, achoso shenensa o shenispatata. The sister was never married, and she's still a nara. She's not a bogeris, but she was raped. So she's not a basula. divrei akolei matami lo, v'tami v'kulam v'forish l'kaman. The reason for all of them, the Gemara will explain as we go on. Umukas eitz ei matami lo, divrei Reb Shimon l'tamei. The Omer Masnis and Mukas Eitz Asur L'Kohen Gadol. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah holds that a Mukas Eitz is Asur to a Kohen Gadol, unlike Reb Meir who holds that a Mukas Eitz is Mutter to a Kohen Gadol. Yes, Reb Meir who holds that a Mukas Eitz is Mutter. Here, Tana Rabbanan, Mukas Eitz. Doesn't say who. Okay, but just Reb Shimon. Okay. So Reb Shimon L'shitaso holds that a Mukas Eitz is also to a Kohen Gadol, and therefore he what's it called? If a sister is a Mukas Eitz, he can't be matami to her. Okay. Alma lava b'chlal besulahi. She's not a besula. She's also to a Kohen Gadol. Okay. She ain't a ruah the Kohen Gadol matami lo. The hacha v'hacha besulaksi. It says the same criteria. There it says he has to marry a besula, and here it says she has to be a besula to be matame. And since what's it called? She's not royal the Kohen Gadol. She's not. He's not matame either. Regular coins on with divrei kol adam, v'afil the Reb Meir, the apostle Bogeris l'koin gadol, hachale inyan tuma israbi kid l'kamon. Even Reb Meir holds that a Bogeris is also to a koin gadol, admits that a achoso ha Bogeris you could be matami. And the Gemara learns it from Psukim. There's a special ribui over here that makes it different than the koin gadol. Okay. So now the Gemara says, my time of the Reb Meir, for Reb Yehuda, right? Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda said that an arusa, achoso arusa, she's what's it called, not a bogeres, or what's it called, and she only problem she has is she has erusin, so she's still called achoso abesula, right? Asher lo hoyso leish. So what's the reason? Why did they say the darshi hochi? They darshi in the pasuk like this: ula achoso habesula prat la anusa umafuta. Right, it says she has to be a besula. That comes to exclude if she's an anusa or mafuta. She's not a besula, even though she's not married. It doesn't say she had to be married to somebody else in the beginning of the pasuk. Just she has to be a besula. She's not a besula. He's not matami. So not a besula means she's an anusa or a mafuta. Yochos ani motzi af mukas eitz, who's also not a besula. I might think you should exclude from that also mukas eitz. Talmud lomer asher lo hoysa leish misha haviyosa al yedei ish yotzezu she'ein haviyosa leish. The reason she's not a besula is because of a man. But if the reason she's not a besula has nothing to do with a man, right? It's an accident that happened to her, right? Then what's it called? He is matami for her, and she's still considered achoso habesula, even though she's not a besula. Has to be besula ashel hoysel ish, besula that came not a non besula that came about through a man. Hakrova. Next word in the pasuk, hakrova, choso habsula, hakrova elav, asher lo hoysa leish. That's it, hakrova elav. So hakrova l'rabba so arusa. She's still what's it called, krova to him. That comes to include in arusa that he could be matami to her. Okay, hakrova elav. Elav l'rabba so abogeris. Elav is an abogeris. She's also Israel. She's still a close relative. So that includes an extra word. It includes bogeris too. Gemara says, "Halama likra, v'hamar Reb Meir besula afilu mixas besule hamashma." Reb Meir holds that a bogeris is mutter to a kohen gadol, because besula, even partial besulim, like bogeris, where she lost some of the besulim because it contracts when she gets older, still, when the Torah said besula, it meant even a partial besula. So we said same thing over here. It says besula, it should see partial besula too. Why do we need a special pasuk a love to tell me that a bogeris, he's matame, even without the elov, I should know it from the word besula. Reb Meir holds the word besula itself means even mixas besula. Itzrich. No, you need it. So kadaita chamina neilet besula besula mehosa. I might think we should learn besula from nara, besula that was raped or pitoy. And over there it's talking about a nara. So I might learn Xerishova, Besula, Besula, from Nara Besula, who was raped. Right? Malahala Nara, Nami Nara. I might think that we should learn Besula, Besula from there, and therefore a Nara only and not a Bogeris. Kamash Malon. And therefore, we know, not like that, that what's it called, that Bogeris is a Maruba. Don't make that Xerishova. That's why you need the Ela for it. And by what's it called, by Kohen Gadol, we also don't make that Xerah Shavah because there's a special ribuy over there, according to the mayor. That without the pasuk, I would say Besula means what's it called, the full Besulim. You have a pasuk that tells me even Mitzas Besulim. But we can't learn it directly from Kohen Gadol because maybe we'd learn from a different Xerah Shavah, from Nara Besula. So therefore, there'd be a pasuk over here to tell me, learn it from Kohen Gadol, don't learn it from Nara Besula. Rashi, Prat Lanusa Mafuta, okay. Prat Lanusa Mafuta, Shena Besula. Yochot Shanimotzi Apmukaseit, Shena Besula. Lerabo Sasoarusa, the Itzurich Lirbuya, the Lotema Shelo Hoysa, Prat Larusa, Shoys Leish. Why don't you need a rebuy for Arusa? Because I might think to learn from the end of the Pasuk, Ashelo Hoysa Leish. And Hoysa can either mean she didn't have Bia with a man, or Hoysa can mean she didn't have Kedushin with a man. Havaya. The Havaya Lashon Kedushin he. So in order to tell me, don't learn Asher Lo Hoysa Le'ish, that it's talking about Kedushin, but it's talking about Bia, so what's it called? Therefore we need an extra pasuk. What's it called? L'rabos Eso Arusa. Akrova. T'rabos Arusa. Loma likrov omer of meir besula mixus besula mashma le'el omer hachi. Right before this, Rav Meir said that by a kohen gadol a bogeris is mutter, because besula means even mixas besula, right? So lechatchila Rav Meir said no, besula means even what's it called, full besula. Now that we have a posse, it comes to tell me even mixas besuleha is dafka mixas. Over here it doesn't say besuleha, so over here I would say it's complete. No, I'd learn it. The Havamina was I should learn from Kohen Gadol that just like over there, in the end, it's Mitzas Besulim, same thing over here. Mara says, no, I might learn from Nara Besula, the opposite. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me to learn from Kohen Gadol, don't learn from Nara Besula. Le'el Omer Hachi, me the Itzrich Lemichta Besuleha, Legabi Kohen Gadol, Lahotzius Abogeris, Le'Rab Meir, Mechlau the Besula Bogeris, Nomi Mashma. That Besula by itself, right, without an extra pasuk, tells me what's it called, that even Nixas Besula, no, just the opposite. Rav Meir holds that without any miut, a Bogeris would be mutter to a Kohen Gadol. But because there's a special miut over there, Besuleha, a Bogeris is also to a Kohen Gadol, according to Rav Meir. Okay? But over here, it doesn't say Besuleha, it says Besula. So it's exactly as it would be by Kohen Gadol had there not been an extra pasuk. And Rav Meir holds, without an extra pasuk, a regular besula is what's it called, is even mixas besulim. So over here, where there is no pasuk, let's say that it means what's it called, even mixas besulim, and a bogeris is, he's allowed to be matami. Mar says, enochanami. Right? But we could learn it from Nara besula, and there it's a dafka Nara. So in order not to make a mistake, to learn from Nara besula, we need a ribuy over here that even a bogeris is okay. Even though there's no special miut over here, I might think the miut would be learning it from Nara Besula. Okay. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, my tamayu. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, they hold that Arusa is not, he's not matami to an Arusa. Right? So where are they learning from? Darshi hochi. They darsh in the pasuk like this. Ulachosu habesula prat lanusa mafuta. Same thing as Rav Meir. Right? A besula excludes a anusa umafuta. Because it doesn't say anything about her being married, it just says she's not a besula. And here she's not a besula even though she's not married. Umukaseits, ashelo hoisa, umukaseits. They also include mukaseits, not a besula. Right? And they don't learn from ashelo hoisa leish. They don't use that ribui to tell me that a mukaseits is mutter. It's not a besula, it's not a besula. It doesn't make a difference how. Ashelo hoisa, prat larusa. They learn from the hoisa that comes to exclude an arusa. Right? not Haisol Le'ish, that what's it called, that it includes a Mukaseit, he could be Matame, but Ashalo Haisa comes to tell me that Haisa means Kedushin. And if she had Kedushin, Erisin, she's also, even if she's still a Basula. Hakrova, Larabos, Arusa, she is Garsha. Right? However, if she's no longer an Arusa, she was an Arusa, but she had Gerushin, so we have a special Reboy that even though she was an Arusa, since she's not an Arusa now, when she died, the Kohen could be Matami to her. It's only if she died when she was an Arusa that he can't be Matami. But if she already had Gerushin, right, or if the husband died, oh no, if the husband died, yeah, the Chorus should be the same thing. Doesn't make a difference, Grusha or Arusa, but even a Grusha. The Rabbis Arusa Shinis Garsha, a love, the Rabbis is a Bogeris. And a love comes to include a Bogeris. Hakrova, the Rabbis Arusa Shinis Garsha, the Mora says, Hakrova, the Rabbis Arusa Shinis Garsha. The Ha Omar of Shimin, Ru'uya the Kohen Gadol Matamila, Shein Ru'uya the Kohen Gadol, a Matamila. Reb Shimon made a klal that whoever's Roy for a Kohen Gadol, you could be Matami. She's not Roy the Kohen Gadol, not. And Arusa Shinis Garsha is not Roy even for a Kohen Hedyot, because she's a Grusha. So she's surely not Roy for a Kohen Gadol. So according to the Klal, Haru'uya the Kohen Gadol, how could Reb Shimon say that Arusa Shinis Garsha is Mutter Latame law when he makes whoever your Mutter Latame dependent on who is Roy the Kohen Gadol? And she's Vani, not Roy the Kohen Gadol, she's a Grusha. Shani Hossam, the Rabbi Rachmana Krova, and a Chanami. The Klal is a Klal, this is an exception. Because here there's a special Ribui that says Krova. That she's still related to him, she came back, even though she wasn't Arusa, since she was Nisgarsha, she's what's it called, he's Matami to her. And it doesn't fill into the Klal. The Klal is a Klal, there's a Yotzim in a Klal. Where it says, Ihochi Mukaseitz Nami, Rabbi, right? Bechora, that's let's remar the Mukaseitz also from Krova. She's also Krova, right? She wasn't married. She's not an Arusa, and she's not married. And she what's it called? Even though she is what's it called, not a Besula, but let's be marba her from Krova, just as much as Arusa Shenisgarsha Mukaseitz also isn't a full fledged not Besula. Mora says Krova achas velo shtayim. No, it says Krova only includes one other case, but not two cases. You can't be Marba, Arusa, Shinisgarsha, and also Mukaseitz. Only one. Where it says Amara Isa, so let's be Marba Mukaseitz. And not Arusa, Shinisgarsha. Why did you pick to be Marba, Arusa, Shinisgarsha, and not Mukaseitz? Do the opposite. Where it says, no, Hoi, Savid Bamaisa, Holo, Savid Bamaisa. The difference is, this one, Lamaisa, is not a what's it called, a Basula, because of a Maisa that happened to her. That's worse than this woman who was an Arusa Shinisgarsha. Nothing happened to her body. She just was married, then she wasn't married. But she's still the same body that she was before. She's still a full fledged Basula. And therefore, more Mistaber to be Marba, the Arusa Shinisgarsha, than the Mukaseitz. Rabbi Yossi, Mar says, Al Resi Rashi. And I think we'll learn from the pasuk Nara Besula that a Bogeris isn't included in Besula. We'll learn Nara from there, that it has to be a Besula and a Nara. Kamash Malan, no, that we don't learn from there. We have a special pasuk over here that tells me not to learn from there. Okay. Mora says now, for Rabbi Yossi, Midashavke LeBarzuge, since Rabbi Yossi in the beginning was part of the zug of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Eimetame La, by Arusa, right? By Arusa, okay? Achoso Arusa. And later on, it says, Divri Rabbi Shimon. Umukaseitz Eimetame La, Divri Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yossi isn't mentioned. Mashma, that Rabbi Yossi left that group. He holds that Rabbi Shimon Arusa, that you're not Matame, but Mukaseitz, Rabbi Yossi holds you are Matame. Only Rabbi Shimon holds not. Rabbi Yossi is not part of that pair, right? Since Rabbi Yossi left the pair, it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon by Mukaseitz, right? Min the shav kila barzuge mechlau de mamukas eitz kareb meir svirale. The Rabbi Yossi Taka doesn't hold that Reb Shimon. He holds that a mukas eitz is mutter to be matami. Minole. How does he know, right, that a mukas eitz is mutter? Milo hoy sole ish. He learns it from, like we said before, milo hoy sole ish. It has to be a besula, a non-besula who came about from a man. But a non-besula that's not from a man, that's okay. He could be matami. Where says, v'hafikdei, v'maisi here, he learned from ashelo hoysa v'ish, right? Right, he says it, what's it called, that you... The Hotzias Harusa, right. He learns from Ashalo Hoysa Le'ish. Hoysa means Kedushin. That's where he knows in Arusa is also. So how can he use Ashalo Hoysa Le'ish for two things? One to tell me a Mukas Eitz is Mutter, and the other one to tell me that Arusa is also. He already learned something from this pasuk. He can't learn two things. Lo Afikte, Moshe says, no, Chad mi Lo Hoysa. The Arusa also we learn from Lo Hoysa. Hoysa meaning Kedushin. She wasn't Mikudeshes. And Le'ish, we learn to tell me that a Mukas Eitz is Mutter. Because only if the, whatever, the non-Besulim or the marriage was to a man. But if she, her non-Besulim condition didn't come from a man, then she's Mutter to be Mitami. He's Mutter to Mitami Tar. A love, the Rabbi Sabogeris. And Rabbi Yossi learns from the word a love to be Marba Bogeris. Mar says, "V'om Reb Shimon besula besula shleivim." That's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds what's it called that the bogeris is mutter because we have a pasuk elav. Okay, Mar says, "V'har Reb Shimon besula besula shleivim." Mashma, Reb Shimon held that if it wouldn't be for a special pasuk by Kohen Gadol, I would say that she has to be a full besula and a bogeris would be usher to a Kohen Gadol. Comes along the pasuk by Kohen Gadol and says the opposite besuleha. That it has to be even mitzvahs besuleha. So have a special pasuk by Kohen Gadol that a bogeris is aser. But if it wouldn't be for that special pasuk, a bogeris would be mutter to a Kohen Gadol. And the Mela, what's it called, over here, there is no special pasuk. It says besula, not besuleha. So it should be the same way that it would be by Kohen Gadol had it not said besuleha, which means that a bogeris would have been mutter. You need a full besula to be, what's it called, right. Shmuel says no. Ma time of the day nami has what's it called? Time of the day nami hasami hacha. The Dorish Hachi mid the Ela of the Rabbis of Bogeris, Mechlal the Besula, Besula Shleima Mashma in Achinami. But that's where Reb Shimon knew over there by Kohen Gadol to Darshan what he darshan. Right? From the fact that over here you need Elov to be memayit to be memarba o bogeris, if it wouldn't be for Elov, he'd be usher to matami to bogeris. Because when it said besula, it would meant she has to be a full besula. Comes along the extra pasuk over here and tells me, no, over here, she doesn't have to be a full besula. Bogeris is also okay. Mashma, that by Kohen Gadol, had it said, what's it called, stam besula, it would mean, what's it called, a full besula. Okay, and therefore, when it says besuleha, it comes to tell me you don't need a full besule over there. But had it not said anything, according to Reb Shimon, by Kohen Gadol, I would learn from here that besula stam means a full besula. Because if it wasn't for the extra pasuk of Elov, I would say he can't be matami to Bogeris. You need a special pasuk to tell me he is matami to Bogeris. That's the Nemela. Once you know that over here, now that's where Reb Shimon knew that over there by Kohen Gadol, had it only said besula, it would have meant not a bogeris. She's nezosa to a bogeris. Now it says besuleha, comes to tell me that he's mutter to a bogeris. Okay. Now she. Midashavki le barzugei, the gabi mukaseitz le polig, ela Reb Shimon le chudei. By mukaseitz, only Reb Shimon is mentioned who says that it's also. The shavki Reb Yossi, the havi barzugei barusa. And left out Reb Yossi, who was his partner when it came to Arusa. Nichlau de b'mukas eitz k'Reb Meir svirulei l'Reb Yossi de matamila. That he's allowed to matami to mukas eitz like Reb Meir. That's what Reb Yossi holds. Milohoi, so the Dorish lay Reb Meir Misha Haviyosu al Yidei Ish. Now he learns from that it includes what's it called? He learns from this that it's Asher's and Arusa, which Reb Meir learned that it has to be she became non besula through a person. Versus Va'afki Reb Yossi Lahotzi's Arusa. How could Reb Yossi learn from Haviyosu al Yidei Ish, from Asher Lohoi so the Ish? If he learned Asher Lohoisa to tell me that Arusa's Osir. Rabbi Yossi holds an Arusa's Osir. How does he know it? Because it says Asher Lohoisa. Hoisa meaning Erison. So Lemaisa, how can he use that Pasuk to tell me an Arusa's Osir and that Amukha Seitz is Mutter from the same Pasuk? Moshe says, no, they're learning from two different parts of the Pasuk. Chad mi Lohoisa, Lahotzi is Arusa. Hoisa comes to tell me that if she was even an Arusa, he can't be Matami. Leish tells me lemishrei mukaseit she'ein milkukelus al yedeish. Leish tells me that lemaisa she had to be a non besula through a man, and if it didn't come through a man, she's mutter. So we learn from lohoisa the halacha that arus is aser, and from leish that mukaseit is mutter. I v'homer Reb Shimon le'el besula shleima mashma be'itzrich besuleh lemishrei bogeris lekoyin gadol. Had it not been for the extra pasuk, the extra letter. By Kohen Gadla, Bisuleha, I would say that a Bogeris is Aser. Comes along Bisuleha to tell me Bogeris is Mutter. That's what we explained Reb Shimon before. So over here, it says Bisula. Why don't we say that a Bogeris is Aser? Because you need a full Bisula, right? It's only because over there, there's a special Miud that you don't need a full Bisula. So the Gemara says that's exactly where Reb Shimon learned his halacha from. From the fact that what's it called that over here, right? From over here, you need a riboy, a miut, to a riboy to be marba bogeres. If it wouldn't been for a riboy, stam besula is besula shlema. Now he said the same thing over there. Had it only said besula by Kohen Gadol, I would learn from here that it means besula shlema. The fact that it said besuleha comes to tell me over there. That he's mutter to a bogeris. But over here, right, had it said, instead stam besula, it would have meant not a bogeris. And therefore you need a riboy, a love, to tell me the bogeris is mutter. Okay.
Verse said, Rav Yossi, that lo hais le'ish, so, Verse said it funny, I assume it's recording a question, I don't know the answer. Nilang Haisa is talking about Kedushin.
Right.
The leish is talking about dafka to.
No, it means whatever she married an animal also wouldn't be good, but we don't need a ribui for that. So whatever the basula had and the hoisa has to be to an ish. So the ish is going back on qualifying all the things that came before.
So I mean, hoisa could mean both. Really, you quit everybody. Just which one?
Love dafka. No, it's going back on basula. Basula has to be leish, just like hoisa has to be leish.
Shira will be here again tomorrow.
What?
With him breakfast after the Shira, and Tuesday will be at the Bader's house.
It's very strange when you need a pasuk. You
make
a drush.
The Ish comes to be magda the whole pasuk.